Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The police chief in the US city of Minneapolis has testified that the white officer on trial for the murder of George Floyd violated the department's policy on the use of force during his arrest. Chief Madaria Arredondo fired Derek Chauvin and the three other officers involved days after Mr. Floyd's death last year. Larry Madowar was at court.
Chief Madaria Arredondo told the court that Derek Chauvin should have stopped kneeling on George Floyd's neck when he was no longer resisting and said he was distressed. The city's top policeman said Mr. Chauvin's actions were not consistent with his department's policy, ethics, or values. It is highly unusual for a police chief to testify against an officer, and even more rare for one to give such a strong rebuke.
Derek Chauvin has denied multiple charges of murder and manslaughter. North Korea's sports ministry has said the country will not participate in this summer's Tokyo Olympics to protect its athletes from coronavirus infection. The ministry's news service said the decision was made in late March. Laura Bicker reports.
The country completely sealed its borders in January last year to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So it's perhaps no surprise that Pyongyang is unwilling to break this countrywide quarantine and send a delegation to Japan in July. In South Korea, there had been hopes by President Moon that the Games would rekindle talks with the North. The two sides, which are officially still at war, entered a joint team at the Winter Olympics in 2018, which led to a number of historic summits between the country's leaders.
A high-profile Cuban artist, Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara, has been detained by the security forces outside the headquarters of a dissident arts group, the San Isidro movement in the capital Havana. Mr. Otero Alcantara was doing a live broadcast on social media when security agents move in and took him away. Will Grant reports.
For at least a day, members of the San Isidro dissident movement have called for the authorities in Cuba to explain the whereabouts of Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara. His supporters say they believe he was detained by state security officers alongside two other dissidents and are demanding their immediate release. It comes amid a growing confrontation between dissidents and the authorities in Cuba. In Santiago, on the east of the island, the Umpaco group have been on hunger strike for more than a week. The Cuban government accuses both groups of being provocateurs in the pay of Washington.
Four members of a Christian evangelical church who were kidnapped during a religious service in Haiti have been released. The event was being streamed live on social media on Thursday when armed men entered the church and led the priest, a pianist and two technicians away. They were freed unharmed on Easter Sunday after a ransom was paid. World News from the BBC.